BJ and Jamie.
To all the Jeffco kids headed back to school today, go get them, man. Go get them. Make it a good year.
Oh, that's good. That's motivational.
Make it a good year.
Now, how is the frog doing?
Frog?
Yeah.
Well, I asked him yesterday. It was his second day at school. First full day for third grade. And he loved it. Just loved it. Yeah.
Now, did you ask him yesterday like I suggested? Because, you know, at third grade, that's when we start liking the girls and stuff like that. Did you ask him if there's any hot girls in third grade?
No, I didn't bring that up. I forgot. I'll do that later on today if you want.
Remember,
and then I'll give you a report.
It's about the wording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, did you see any girls that you like?
Not.
Remember, don't say, like, have you seen any hot girls?
Don't say it like that?
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Okay,
remember,
yeah.
It's the,
right.
Have you
seen any girls you that like? You kind of like in your class?
Yeah, because otherwise it's like, ugh.
All right, let me write that down. That's for later on this evening. Okay, I'll get the scoop on that. I'm sure there's a Charlotte or some girl like that.
Because in second grade was my first kiss. Not third, but second grade.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Mike Hudson. And it was, you know, those big culvert things or whatever?
Yeah.
A culvert under the road? Yeah.
Second grade?
We were in the ditch. And then we walked into that thing. And we sat on the side in the little stream. So it was like a stream. And so, and the stream came by our little feet, right? That's when I could fit in one of those because I was second grade. And we smooched.
Romantic,
and then, right? And then I think third grade was tongue.
Oh, my. I wasn't until the sixth grade.
That you kissed a first girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Sixth grade. Oh. Sherry Thomas.
Oh, see, Mike Hudson.
Sherry Thomas, yeah.
We all remember.
And it was on a school bus.
Oh, it was on a school bus?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys in the back?
No.
Oh.
Nah, we were kind of middle.
Whoa.
Middle, but it was dark.
Yeah, like into voyeurism, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
What was your first?
Sixth grade.
It was actually middle school.
Which was what,
Michelle Starr, I think it was, I don't, what is middle school now? It's like.
The questions get harder.
What grade were you in?
You don't have to talk to him like he's deaf.
I don't know what grade middle school is. Like,
what grade were you in when you got the kiss, though?
He doesn't know because he just wants to go with the overall middle school.
Middle school. First year of middle school. So
I'm sorry I asked.
Seventh grade?
You don't know what grade it was?
God. Seventh grade?
I know it was sixth grade for me. I know
it was
that.
Second
grade.
Yeah.
I just remember it was
middle
school.
You just brought this whole thing to.
It's funny, though. It's funny you don't remember, though.
Middle school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, middle school.
Yeah, middle school. It could have been anywhere from the 7th to the 9th, I guess, right? Anywhere in that.
I don't even remember where middle school is.
It was only 7th and 8th
grade. We didn't have middle school. Man. We just had grade school and high school. We didn't even have middle school.
All right. Well,
anyway.
We'll find out. We'll find out later on. We'll look into this.
Do some research. Get back to us tomorrow.
I had to say, it was 7th grade.
Okay, 7th grade. Yeah. Wow, you guys were late bloomers.
Yeah, we were.
Because I'm literally thinking 3rd grade was tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think 3rd grade's early. I do.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But it's me.
Now, in the 2nd grade, I remember I got my pants pulled down by a girl.
Oh, you were pantsed?
Yeah, I was pantsed by a girl.
Oh, man.
She ripped them all the way down, too.
Oh,
my underwear and everything. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did she get suspended?
She got in trouble.
Yeah, she did.
Her name was Sherry Presley.
Well, Sherry's...
Sherry. Oh, Slick Sherry. Yeah, she
her name was Slick Sherry?
Slick
in
Sherry.
In second grade?
Yeah, Slick Sherry. She chased me down.
Wow.
She liked to pick on me for some reason.
That's because she liked you. That's what boys do when they're in second, third grade.
Girls.
I mean, yeah. girls do. Yeah,
a boy didn't do it.
No, sorry. So, well,
it was crazy.
Listen, times have changed. That's why I'm open-minded right now.
Right. No, Sherry, she chased me down in the gymnasium and caught me. She was quick.
Yeah.
Slick Sherry was very fast and caught me, and then she yanked my pants down in front of everybody. There I stood.
Oh, that's humiliating.
It was
traumatizing.
That was so sad. By the way, I guess everybody thinks that I kissed my cousin.
Yeah.
It's Mike Hudson.
Oh, not my cousin.
My cousin.
Mike Hudson.
Mike.
Cousin.
Hudson.
Hudson.
No, Hudson.
Your cousin.
No, Mike Hudson.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
We have to take a break.
God.
I want to play this for you.
What?
You know, this is out of Detroit, Michigan. This is news anchors, and they get all tickled over the word beaver.
Oh, my God. I saw this. Is this? She has no clue. She's so.
She has no clue.
She's so sweet and innocent, and she just keeps going, and it is great. This is great audio.
This reminds me of our show.
Yes, for sure.
When I saw this, I thought, they're goofy.
Yeah.
I like it.
But she really doesn't know, though.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a clue. Right? But the word beaver.
Oh, man.
It's a great word, man.
Great word.
All right. They're on the set. This is live TV, Detroit, Michigan.
Now they're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the beaver.
Yeah.
The beaver is the beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver?
Oh, geez.
It's fat and then it's meat.
They're getting all sick, though. They all got sick after it.
Well, you can't eat diseased animals.
Oh, God.
What about a moose?
She's
just like,
no
why?
Clue.
Why are they?
Why
I mean, it's like these are like children. I work with children.
And she's like, you can't eat a diseased animal. I mean, she's so serious about it. She's chuckling along, but she doesn't know why she's laughing.
It doesn't dawn on her.
And she certainly has no idea why they're dying. Okay?
Yeah, right.
They're dying.
You can't eat diseased beaver. God,
unbelievable. This is live TV in Detroit.
That is great audio. I don't care who you are.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, quick break. We'll be right back.
They're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.